Okay, fine. We're on Tess Zion Ahmad Beis. We're on the continuing in the statements of Rebbe Yitzchok. Okay, just got to find the right one. And we're on the about eight lines down or so with the last word. V'ama Rebbe Yitzchok Gimel Devarim. There are three things Maskiran Avonoisov, which bring to mind to Hashem the sin or the heavenly courts, the sins shall Adam of a person. Eluhain, and these are them. Okay? Kir Notui means a leaning wall, meaning it's about to fall over. You know, it's looking a bit dodgy. Okay? The Ian Tefillah is, oh, so what's, so let's explain. What's Kir Notui? So that's basically, it's just about to fall, right? So therefore, if a person really needs basically heavenly help to not get squished, so therefore, basically brings up, you know, like, is he really viable? Do we want to keep this guy around or not? So you don't want to put yourself in din, basically. It's just not good. We want rachamim. Okay. The Ian Tefillah means basically you say to yourself, that was a really good davening. That's definitely going to get heard. So that's not the way we do it. Yeah. So that also brings up a kind of, you know, it's like, is he really that good? So we don't do that either. The third thing, which we're going to do is a moisa din, somebody who hands over the din al chavero, which I've seen people do. Basically, you know, Hashem should judge that person. You know, I'm moichel, but Hashem shouldn't be moichel him. You know, I mean, it really is all right, being holy, whatever. But we don't do that. Yeah, and we're going to bring a case. It's interesting. The Amar Rebbe, there's a different Gemara somewhere else that's a different source. The Amar Rebbe Yabin says, Rebbe Yabin, yeah, call him Moise Din al Chavero, anybody who hands over judgment upon his friend, who Ne'enash Techila, he's actually punished first. Okay, Rashi explains, because basically, you know, they say, fine, he sinned against this person, but, you know, who is this person that he sinned against that, you know, that he should, like, bring din upon that other person? So they check him out. You just don't want, we avoid being checked out by Hashem. We're just like, oh, hopefully he's going to just judge us favorably. Yeah, Shneema, it says, V'toyma Sarai El Avram, Sarai was upset with Avram, Chomosi Alecho, I'm angry with you. And it says at the end of that pasuk, it said, yeah, that Hashem should judge between me and you. She's saying, basically, Hashem should judge between me and you. So and what was the achris? What was the end? We know that Sarimain who died before Avraham. So the Gemara seems to be connecting it. This was somewhat the result. Now another statement of Rabbi Yitzchok. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Dalid Devarim. There's four things. Shemakarin Gzar Dino Shel Adam that tear up the sealed, I suppose, the bad sealed judgment of a person. But Eluhain, and these are them. Tzedakah is giving charity. Tzedakah is crying out to Hashem. And Shinui, Hashem, changing one's name. Sometimes people change their name. And Vishinui Maisa, and changing one's deeds, which means tshuva. And I think I didn't get a chance to check it out, but I assume this is what we're doing in the Mustaf of Rosh Hashanah. Some of the, Mark, sorry, it says Sarka, Tzedaka, it's Tshuva. So basically that's here, and I suppose it's not so practical to change one's name every year. So maybe we skip that one, you know, only in, right. So, we're gonna explain those. So
Avram said, that's Tshuva, is that the same person?
Oh, very good, yeah, very nice, yeah. So, yeah, in a sense, a real Tshuva, he is changing, that is valid. So now, Tzedakah, we're going to bring approve all of these 4 points. Tzedakah, b'dichsiv, it says, Tzedakah, tatzil mimaves. And Tzedakah will save from death. Mamash, literally. Okay? And Tzedakah is crying out to Hashem, b'dichsiv. V'yitzaku el Hashem, b'tzar lehem. And he cried out to Hashem, b'tzar lehem. This is really where we learn about Berchaz Goimel, the people in right? Umitzuku sehem. From their dire straits, Yotzi'eim, Hashem will take them out. He will save them. So you see, crying out brings salvation. Shinui Hashem, changing one's name, Dechsiv, we'll learn from Sarah again. Sarai Ishtacha, Hashem speaking to, or the angels at least speak to him. Lo Tikora Eshma Sarai, Don't call, her name is not going to be called Sarah anymore. Keep Sarah Shema. Rather, you change your name to Sarah. And what happened after? Uvarachti Oisa, and I will bless her. V'gam nasalti mimena l'choben, and I will also give from her to you a son. So you see over there, that's what changed the thing. The name changed to Mazel. Okay, Shinui Maisa, the fourth thing, which is basically tshuva. The chesiv is talking about Ninbe and Yoina. V'yaha elukim, Hashem saw es ma'aseihem, their deeds. Meaning the deeds became better. They got it together. Yeah, chesiv v'yinochem, Hashem regretted elukim alara on the negative judgment, asher dibe la'asoyis lohem, that he had spoken that he was going to do them, v'lo asa, and he didn't do it. Okay, so those are the four things. But Yeshomrim, some people add a fifth thing. Av Shinui Shinui Mokom, even changing a place sometimes. Shinui Mokom, Shinui Mazel. Yeah, Dichsi, we're going to bring a proof. But Yom Hashem El Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Leich Lecha, Miartzecha, go from your place. Maybe hold on, what came after that? It turned out good. Oh, but Eschon of it. And then he says, and I will, but Eschon Legoi Godol. Then you're going to be a Goy Godol in the new place. So there we see also Shinui Mokom. Ah, but Idach, Rabbi Yitzchak, and the only said four and didn't count Shinui Mokom. So what's his issue? He's obviously disagreed with Shinui Mokom. He says, how Zechus of Eretz Yisrael he, who is not really changing a place. It's just being in the place of Eretz Yisrael. Right? So, you know, if a person went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Eretz, not doing. Okay? The Ahanya
Lay. Why is he going to say, going to Eretz Yisrael?
What's that?
Why is he going to Eretz Yisrael?
Okay. Yes, good point. Yeah. It's good. No, so it's a general. So it's a general thing, maybe. Yes, limited. It's limited.
It's not
Muslim. It happens to be good for you. I mean, it's a different. Maybe it's a different. Yeah, it's thing. Okay, because it's a different like avenue, kind of different way.
It applies everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Unique to you.
Aha. Okay. Good. Nice. Yeah. Right, there's a chiluk. Yeah, there is a chiluk. That's a good suggestion. But another statement, a good answer, a good question. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, says Rabbi Yitzchok, Chayav Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Baregel, a person is obligated to go and greet or to visit his Rebbe on the regal. Shunema, how do we know that? We're going to look from the Isha Shunamis, right, which is right from the right Medua. So the story was that basically she got a baby from Elisha. And then a baby died, and she went to see it. So she was going to take saddle up a donkey or something and go and see Elisha to ask him to daven for a baby. She'd come back to life. And her husband said to her, "Madua at toileches alav hayom. Why are you going to him today? Lo chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Velo Shabbos, and it's not Shabbos. So that's the end of the pasuk." So the Gemara comments, Michlal the Bechoidish and Shabbos, you make an inference over here that Choidish and Shabbos, on Rosh Choidish and Shabbos, yeah, Iboy Leilamizal, the person should go and see his Rebbe. I saw in the notes, maybe it's in the art scroll, it depends where you are. Maybe it could be that if you're in the same town, you should go and see him even on Shabbos, you know, or if he's like kind of near on Rosh Choidish, but definitely if you should go and see him on the regal, right, even if you live far away. Basically.
Yeah, we learn that from a woman.
So she's the Rebbe. What you say a woman
she had her own Rebbe.
She should have a Rebbe. She was a good Talmud. She looked after her Rebbe. Anyway. But Amar Yitzchak says Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayv Adam Latahar Atzmai Beregel. A person is obligated to purify himself in the regal. That means any even Israel. Shinema, it says Vanilosam, thank you. Losigu, you should not touch their nevelas. So I don't know, here it sounds like the Pesukim, it sounded like come from this in Shemini, but Rashi says it's talking about the regal, so I don't think it was talking about Shemini, but basically, right, a person shouldn't touch nevelas. So we're going to show how do we know that means on the regal. So Tanya Namihachi, we're going to bring a brisa, which we're going to see, of Nivlosom Lo Sigu, you shouldn't touch their nevelas, okay? Yochol, you may think wrongly, you Yisraelim, the normal Yisrael Muzharim al Magen Nevela, they're not allowed to touch a corpse of an animal. Tamaloima, we got a passage that's proved not like that, because it says Emor el Kohenim, you should speak to the Kohenim, yeah, Bnei Aharon, the sons of Aaron, all right, and basically you should say don't touch dead people, keep away from Tumas Mace. So and it says specifically Bnei Aharon, just Dafka the Kohenim and Muzharim. And Bnei Yisrael are not obligated to separate from the deceased people. So, but hello, Devarim Kal V'Chomer, is the Kal V'Chomer here? Omar Tumah Chumura, Tumah Chumura, Tumas Meis is a very strong kind of tumor. Kohenim Muzarim, only Kohenim are commanded. Yeah, Yisrael, Einim Muzarim, and Yisrael don't have to, right? So what's going on over here? Yeah, Tumah Kalav is Nevela, so why are the Jews obligated to be normal Yisraels to keep away from Nevela? Look, culture came. So it can't be that we're chayiv to Yisraelim to separate from Nevela. So it must be Elomar Tamaloma of a Nevelosom Loisigo, and the Nevela shouldn't touch. It must mean specifically of when the Jew, when the Yisraelim on a high level of Kedusha get up to the Kohenim like says in the regal, end of Brisa. Amar Rabbi Kuspadai, says Rabbi Kuspadai, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Sforim Niftachim Barash Hashanah. There are three books opened on Rosh Hashanah, famous. Achad Roshayim, one is for the Roshayim Gemurim. Ve'achad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim. Ve'achad Shel Beinanim. Okay. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nichtovim, Ve'nechtomim, La'alta, L'chayim. There, the Tzadikim are written and sealed for life. Immediately, on Rosh Hashanah itself, Rishoyim Gemurim are also Nichtavim, they're also written, V'nechtavim signed, L'alta, immediately, L'misa, for death. Beinonim, what are Beinonim? Atluim V'oimdim, they're in hanging, in the balance, May Rosh Hashanah, V'ad Yom Kippurim, until Yom Kippurim, yeah, Zochu, if the meritorious, then the Nichtavim L'chaim, they're going to be written for life. Lo Zochu, if they're not Zoicha, the Nichtavim L'misa. They're written for death. Amar Rabbi Abba in my Kra. Where do we see it in the Kra? We learn from Tehillim. Where David Melech is davening for the destruction of the Rishayim. It says, Yimochu, these Rishayim, Misefer Chaim. They should be, right, erased from the Sefer of Chaim. And it also says, Ve'im Tzadikim, and with the Tzadikim, Al Yichosevu. And they shouldn't be written with the Tzadikim. Now we're going to break this pasuk up. It says, Yimochu Misefer. What does Yimochu Misefer mean? It means, Ze Sifron Shel Roshoim Gemurim. They'll be sure, that's the Sefer of the Roshoim Gemurim, should be erased from that. Chayim, this is the quoting the Pasuk, the word Chayim, means Ze Sifron Shel Tzadikim, that's the Sefer of the Tzadikim. And carrying on with the Pasuk, V'im Tzadikim Alichasevo, and with the Tzadikim they should not be written, this is talking about Ze Sifron Shel Beinonim. This is talking about the Sefer of the Beinonim, one source. Another source? Yeah, that's nice. But yeah, I like that. Yeah, they're not written with it, but they're still right. They're mentioned with it. It's very nice. Very nice. Yes, beautiful. It's saying that even though we're not written, the bane on him are not written with a tzaddikim, yeah, but they've still got a shaykhus to it because they're mentioned in conjunctions with them. Okay, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar.
Well, the point is, at the end,
Okay, so now that's one source. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mehacha from here. V'im ein, if not, this is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Macheni no mesifrecha. Chet Eagle, a sheker safta that you wrote. So we're going to break up this pasuk. Macheni no, it says, erase me, please. Ze sifron shel rishoyim. This is talking about the sefer of the rishoyim. Mesifrecha, that's the pasuk, is ze sifron shel tzedikim. And the Sheker Kasavta, and that which you wrote is the Ze Sifron Shel Beinonim. This is the Sefer of Beinonim. Okay. What's that? Okay, so just what is this talking about? So Tosfos learns over here, we're talking about, we're getting judged on, people getting judged on Rosh Hashanah, what are they getting judged for? So Tosfos learns, I didn't understand it all, but at the end of it basically, it sounds like it's saying, it's talking about Oil Mabah.
not talking about for that year, it's talking about all above, because I think the catch is that sometimes we don't see people just like, you know, people dropping dead, you know, like Sadiq so-and-so, you know, like, you know, they just, you know, they're always, they never die. And Russia so-and-so, you know, people, they just pop off, you know. So he says he's talking about Oylem Habab. That's what I'm...
The one that says Yom Adin. No.
Yom Adin is talking about Tichel Semesim.
Right.
We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. What's the judgment of Rosh Hashanah?
I'm going back.
We're stopping here, but I'm just going back to explain what is the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. So Tosafot says it's talking about Oylem Habab. There's another answer is the Ramban. You look at the art school's got a long thing on it. It's very, very interesting. Art school, basically, if I understood it correctly, I read it pretty quickly. The art scroll said it was in the Ramban. He says it's talking about Tzaddik and Rosh over here isn't really meaning the conventional understanding. It means basically, are you going to make the year or not? If you give someone the name of a Tzaddik, it doesn't have to be that he's really a Tzaddik. It just means that he's going to make out the year. So the judgment is for the year as we understand. That's why I understand in Rosh Hashanah. It's a judgment for the year. Are you going to make out from the year? That's one other understanding. The Ravid has another understanding. He says basically that basically a person's given a quota of how long he's supposed to live. Everybody has like a person's got a shidduch you set aside from. So a person's got a certain amount of years that he's supposed to live. And basically it's an assessment. Is he living up to, you know, his thing? So we're going to give him that full allotment as he was planned. And the last one of the chinuch was which he brought down, was basically, the Rishayim and the Tzaddikim Gemurim over here are mamush. It's like, he's a perfect Tzaddik. A perfect Tzaddik, fine, he's gonna live. For sure. And a perfect, a perfect Russia, he's gonna get like zapped. Yeah, so that's how you deal with it. And it's an interesting thing, just it brings down the article on the end. It says the Gra brings the Raya, he holds with Toys first, and it's about Oylem Habab. And he brings it right, because it said, it sounded in the Mishnah, that Tanit Mishmo, which we learned, it sounds like that everybody is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? And then the ceiling is on Yom Kippur. We didn't see any differentiation between different people. Sounded like everybody. So he says, that's talking about the year. Yeah? And so therefore everybody, even a Tzaddik would be judged on, would be written down on Rosh Hashanah, and also sealed on Yom Kippur. And he says, the Nafkamina is the Nusach Hissei. It says, right, we say, Tikkun Seiv, you know, L'chaim or whatever, L'shana Toiva, according to the Gra, you should say, L'shana Toiva Tikkun Seiv, period. No Tikkun Seiv, because that's on Yom Kippur. But according to the other opinions, we say, Shana Toiva Tikkun Seiv, Tikkun Seiv. But yeah, if we've got a Gra, you've got a slightly shorter Nusach over there. Anyway, good, we'll stop there.